CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
Michael Wallace, Charlie Kirk's widow, Erica Kirk, delivered a fiery speech last night, 2 days after her husband's assassination in Utah. She vowed to continue the conservative activist's legacy.
The cries of this widow will echo around the world like a battle cry. To everyone listening across America, the movement my husband built will not die. It won't. I refuse to let that happen. It will not die.
Kirk's Turning Point USA tour will make its next scheduled appearance at Colorado University next Thursday. Kirk's alleged assassin, 22-year-old Tyler Robinson, is due to make his first appearance in a Utah court Tuesday. His father and a pastor convinced him to surrender. Utah Governor Spencer Cox says Kirk's murder could be a turning point for the nation.
I absolutely believe that this is a watershed in American history. The question is, what kind of watershed? That chapter remains to be written. Is this the end of a dark chapter in our history or the beginning of a darker chapter in our history?
President Trump says he will attend Kirk's funeral. CBS's Andres Gutierrez is in Orem, Utah, with the latest on the investigation into the shooting.
Authorities did not speak to a motive, but say bullet casings recovered from the rifle believed to have been the murder weapon could shed light on Robinson's thinking. One was engraved with, "Hey, fascist, catch."
Authorities believe Robinson acted alone. President Trump says he hopes the accused killer gets the death penalty. On Truth Social this morning, the president posted a letter he sent to all NATO nations. It says he's ready to slap major sanctions on Russia, but only if the NATO countries do the same and if they stop buying oil from Russia. Trump also suggests NATO place a 50 to 100% tariff on China, which he says has strong control over Russia. President Trump had dinner with Qatar's prime minister in New York last night, days after Israel attacked Hamas's diplomatic headquarters in Qatar. CBS's MTS Tayyab is in Doha.
The Israeli strikes here in Qatar, which is home to the largest American military base in the Middle East, has raised serious questions about the credibility of the U.S.'s security guarantees across the region, with Gulf leaders openly saying if the White House won't protect its own allies, then they will have to rethink their partnerships.
3,200 striking Boeing workers at three Midwest plants have rejected another contract proposal. CBS's Jennifer Kuiper.
The workers build fighter jets, weapon systems, and the U.S. Navy's first carrier-based unmanned aircraft. They've been on strike since August 4th, shortly after they rejected an earlier proposal that included a 20% wage hike over 5 years. The company says it has a contingency plan to continue supporting its customers during the strike.
Boeing says no further contract talks have been scheduled. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Right now, you can save big with T-Mobile's phone and home internet bundle. Visit your local store to learn more.
Baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from American Family Field, where the Brewers host the Cardinals in Game 2 of their weekend series tonight. The Miz, Jacob Mizorowski, on the mound for Milwaukee against the Cards right-hander Sonny Gray. The Brewers with an 8-2 win last night over St. Louis. Quinn Priester was asked, since the Brewers have now won 18 games when he's pitched, has he earned a spot as a starter for the crew in the postseason?
I mean, I guess. I think I've done my job this year, and I'm going to continue to do my job. And, you know, I think a big reason we're as great of a team as we are is because of the leadership we have in our coaching staff and our front office and the guys who make those decisions. And so, you know, whether I'm starting a game or being open for or coming in and in whatever role that, you know, they think I can help us win a playoff game, that's what I'm ready for and that's what I'm prepared to do. And, you know, those decisions get made by the people who also helped us get here.
College football, Wisconsin against the Crimson Tide in Alabama with sports on Mike Clemens.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, a chance of thunderstorms, a high near 73. Partly cloudy tonight, 65. Sunshine and highs in the mid-70s for Sunday. Sunday night, clear, 64. Mostly sunny for Monday with a high near 77. Tuesday, sunny and a high around 78. Right now, it's 62.
Looking for romance, saw Barbara Ann, so I thought I'd take a chance with Barbara Ann. Barbara Ann, you got me rocking and a rolling, rocking and a reeling, Barbara Ann, ba ba ba
At WRJN, it's the weekend time. Hey, thanks for coming along and join me, Rick Johnson, your Saturday morning soundtrack. Glad to be here. It's rainy, so what? You know, there's stuff you can do indoors and that. Kind of off and on showers all day. Right now, 63 at Radio Park.
Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, when your head is much lighter. Someday, yeah, we'll walk in the rays of a beautiful sun.
To be brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna be easier. Ooh, child, things will be brighter.
Street Bridge, local news and timeless hits.
life goes on day after day. Hearts torn in every way. So ferry across the Mersey, 'cause this land's the place I love, and here I'll stay. People, they rush everywhere. Their own secret care. So ferry across the Mersey and always take me there, the place I love. People around every corner, they seem to smile and say, we don't care what your name is, boy, we'll never turn you away. So I'll continue to say, here I always will stay. Place I love, and here I'll stay, and here I'll stay, here I'll stay.
Ferry across the Mersey, Jerry and the Pacemakers, local news, timeless hits. We are WRJN. Thank you for coming along Saturday morning. I always like to do this. Coming up in about 15 minutes, we've got the first installment of the WRJN Capsule Countdown, and that's going to be from 1963. Have a little, just a couple of news headlines of the day, and then we like to play the countdown, and a lot of times we'll feature one of the songs in the countdown. So stick around. That's coming up in about 15 minutes, and we're also having a bit of fun at our website. You been there yet? WRJN.com, full, chock full of information and fun things. But also we have a thing called You're the Judge, brought to you by Hogg Lawyer. Now, what it is basically is we're asking some simple questions. You know, we're not going to follow you. We're not going to spam your inbox or anything. Just, say yes or no what you think about whatever the week's question is. This week's question, what's your favorite way to spend Friday nights? Here in our fair town, Racine. Sponsored by Hogg Lawyer, the lawyer who rides. 888-999-6644. That's the Hogg Lawyer. Check it out at WRJN.com and see what you like there.
Big deals.
It's game time with WRJN Big Deals. Score big with discounted gift certificates from your local favorites. Mahoffers on Main, X-Golf Kenosha, The New Cafe. Don't miss the action. The Big Deal of the Day drops twice a week. And keep listening to WRJN for details on our brand new flash sales. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and get in on the savings game with WRJN Big Deals.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
You're invited to attend the 2025 Racine County Veterans Stand Down, hosted by Racine County Veterans Services and Veterans Outreach of Wisconsin. This Saturday from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Festival Hall in Racine, there's free lunch and cold weather gear provided for all veterans while supplies last, as well as on-site assistance including housing guidance, food aid, health care, animal therapy, and much, much more. The Veterans Stand Down is free and open to the public this Saturday from 10 until 2 at Festival Hall in Racine. See you there.
It's the people of Racine that help our city feel like home. And Don Rosen loves to give those people the spotlight they deserve. Weekday mornings from 6 till 9. From the library to civic theater, local music and nonprofit groups, museums, historians, and local leaders, Don has a place for everyone on WRKN. Start every day with the Don Rosen Morning. Weekdays from 6 to 9. Local voices, local news, and timeless hits. Don Rosen.
Only the lonely. It's love, and now the sun is burning brightly. We lie in love so close together. I get the feeling deep. beside me. My love for you will burn forever. I cup my hands to touch your face, and once again I feel your fire, and I hear it come. It's love, and I think it's love.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
A lot like Tommy James and the Shadells. Alive and kicking, tighter and tighter at WRJN. Good morning, Saturday morning. It's 8:30 with Rick Johnson on your Saturday morning soundtrack. And 8:30, you know what that means? That's right. The WRJN Capsule Countdown, as promised. This time around, we're going back to the year 1963. And I was a young wee lad back then, but I remember some of this stuff. Northwest Orient Airlines Flight 705 crashed in the Florida Everglades, killing all 43 aboard. I do remember that. I was still in grade school, but I remembered it. President of the United States John F. Kennedy signed an executive order authorizing the Secretary of Treasury to continue issuing silver certificates. Let's see, a raise of hand. How many of you have the 1, 2, 3? Yeah, I've got a couple of silver certificates at home. I'm not sure where I put them, but I still have them there. Also in 1963, the first annual National Hockey League entry draft is held in Montreal, Canada. That was what was going on in the news. What was going on your radio dial?
Stand by for launch. In quick review for you, the WRJN Capsule Countdown.
Number 10.
Hello, Fada. Here I am at Camp Granada.
2.
She wore blue velvet.
1.
Standing by for the number 3 song on this date.
September 14th, 1963. Trini Lopez.
the morning, a hammer in the evening, all over this land. I hammer out danger, I hammer out a warning, I hammer about the love between my brothers and my sisters. And my sisters, oh, all over this land. Ooh, ooh, ooh. If I had a song, I'd sing it in the morning, sing it in the evening, all over this land. I sing out danger, I sing out a warning. My brothers and my sisters, ah, all over this land. Ooh, ooh. I've got a hammer and I've got a bell. And I've got a song to sing all over this land. It's a hammer of justice. It's the bell of freedom. It's the song of my brothers and my sisters, ah, all over this land. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. All over this land. Ooh, all over this land. All over this land. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Quick review for you, the WRJN Capsule Countdown.
I believe there are a couple of versions of that song, and I know Peter, Paul, and Mary had their own version. Trini Lopez, whatever happened to him? Well, we lost him on August 11th of 2020, and that's the way 1963 went. Coming up next hour, just for you, 1967. And to be very specific, we're looking at September 23rd, 1967, coming up next hour in the WRJN Capsule Countdown. Stevie Wonder, I Was Made to Love Her.
Fly!
WRJN, Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. The Beatles. Give me that ticket. Head out on the train right about now.
I'm gonna be sad.
I'll be there in a hurry. On that you can depend and never worry.
Oh,
miss my lover one of these old days. If you should ever miss the arms that used to hold you so close, or the lips that used to touch yours so tenderly, just remember what I told you the day I set you free.
Screams. It's here at WRJN. And also, you know what? I want to tell you about the Racine County Eye Aging Well Expo. Don't miss that. Okay, it's the Aging Well Expo, Tuesday, September 30th at the Fountain Hills Banquet Hall. That's over there on Durand Avenue. Yeah, just about 2 to 6 p.m. Many vendors are going to be there to help seniors and their families navigate through the many services available. And there are lots. They're going to help them navigate through many services available to help seniors stay active and healthy. And learn, that's right, and continue learning too. Keep that mind going, right? Want to find out more? Head over to our website, WRJN.com's got a lot of great information there for you.
You want something fresh? How about signature subs and chef salads from Lee's Deli? Just the way you like them. At Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, Kinsey Corner, and now inside Workforce Development, 1717 Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the shop on Washington for even more mouthwatering options, like giant party subs perfect for your next luncheon or tailgate. Ordering's easy with the Lee's Deli mobile app. More reward points mean more perks. Lee's Deli. For over 50 years, serving Racine one meal at a time.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com. To apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
The Milwaukee Brewers have partnered with GovX to offer 50% off select tickets to active duty military, veterans, first responders, government employees, and teachers at Sunday through Thursday games, courtesy of Vortex. Visit brewers.com/govx.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
should look around. And if you're looking down, put a little love in your heart. I hope when you decide, kindness will be your guide. Put a little love in your heart.
RJN.
Stays on my mind. CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Michael Wallace. Erica Kirk spoke out last night for the first time since her husband Charlie's assassination Wednesday. She vowed his Turning Point USA organization will continue touring college campuses.
It will become stronger, bolder, louder, and greater than ever. My husband's mission will not end, not even for a moment.
She said the evildoers responsible for her husband's death have no idea what they have unleashed across the country. CBS's Anna Schechter says Kirk's alleged assassin, 22-year-old Tyler Robinson, will make his first court appearance Tuesday in Utah.
He's the eldest of three